A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 22nd, 2016, and this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about a push by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for electoral reforms. The opposition groups are operating under the banner of NERA.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6605 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the push for electoral reforms led by opposition political parties.
Opposition parties, signatory to an electoral lobby strategy, have petitioned the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to immediately ensure a high-level playing field ahead of the 2018 general elections.
The opposition parties have complained of an uneven electoral playing field and have come together under NERA to push for changes that would make future electoral contests fairer. NERA is, among other parties, the MDCT, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, and Zimbabwe People First, led by Dr. Joyce Mujuru. And the parties have called on ZEC Chair Rita Makarau to step down. NERA also plans to demonstrate Friday to push for electoral reforms.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, so kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nezve mubatanidzwa unonzi iwo NERA, National Electoral Reforms, and National Electoral Reforms Agenda, kana kuti NERA, nasi kwanga kuine musangano muHarare vachigadzirawo kuratidzira kuroda kuitwa nemusi wechishanu muHarare makare, uye panga pachikurudzirwa kuti mamwe mapato anopikisa asati aisa runyoro rwavo kana kuti masignature pachibvumirano chenera ichochi ange achibatana nevamwe mukuratidzira kuti muvandudzwe mamiriro akaita zvinhu munenyaya dzine chekuita nesarudzo. Gibbs.
Yebohambe zuru kandaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona kona ngapho ke ngemakhaya tina ngapha siyaphila. Ye, sikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje iNational Electoral Reforms Agenda, kumbe lokho okuthiwa yiNERA. Sizwile ukuthi ke amabandla aphikisayo afuna ukuthi kuguqulwe okwenziwa nxa kulungiselwa ukhetho. Bathi ke okumqoka yikuthi ukhetho nxa usenziwa eZimbabwe kunganokhanya lokuthi luya ngaphi. So ngakho ke bathi akuguqulwe sibili okunengi ukwenza ukuthi nxa abantu bengena kukhetho kwambana kube yidibadiba. Abantu bahle bengqikelana sibili kube nzima khona ngale. Ye, so ke sizwile ukuthi kulamabandla atshiyeneyo akhuluma ngalokhu. Lapha sikhuluma nge-MTC kaTsvangirai, sikhuluma njalo ngeZimbabwe People First eka nkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru, lamanye nje amabandla athize. So ke kuzobuya ke bacela lokuthi uRita Makarau yena oEzek achiye umsebenzi, but ungani sehlulekile. Ye, ngokubona kwezinto Blessing kulala lokho kuthiwa i-voters roll. Kuyazani bajalo ukukhuluma kakhulu ngayo ukuthi voters roll unganibolile. So ke bafuna ukuthi iguqulwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ke uzulu uthini ngakho lokhu lokunye okutshiyeneyo.
Of course, this call for electoral reforms is also coming at a time when a group called the Elders, of course, it includes the likes of former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. It also includes former United States President Jimmy Carter. The group has actually released a statement urging SADC leaders who will be meeting in summit in Swaziland later this month to also consider intervening in Zimbabwe, and they are saying that intervening at this juncture is important not only for Zimbabwe but also for the region, because they are saying the situation in Zimbabwe is not good, and as a result, regional nations must be in a position to try and intervene. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Bishop Bishop Anselmo Magaya, one of the first to coordinate this NERA. Bishop Magaya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bishop Magaya. Of course, we know that today you were not part of the people who met in Harare, but you have been very much involved in setting up the structures for NERA and, you know, doing a number of activities. Now, there's this demonstration that is planned for Friday. Why is this so?
Hello?
Yes, Bishop Magaya?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Bishop Magaya?
Yes, come again. I didn't get you. The line is breaking.
Ah, okay. I had said that there are protests that are planned Friday, and I was saying, why is it important to organize such protests? I think we lost him, but we'll try to get in touch with him, Gibbs.
We've got Mr. Metusele Moyo of Zimbabwe People First. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Now, Mr. Moyo, I posed a question to Bishop Magaya. Unfortunately, we got cut off. We are having problems with our lines. But, of course, we urge our listeners to keep trying. And I'll pose the same question to you, Mr. Moyo. Why is it important to demonstrate on Friday?
Yes, I think it is important to demonstrate because, you know, people have to express their feelings. People are not happy. There are a lot of issues in the country that are affecting the people, such as the issue of the, you know, bond notes that are going to be introduced. There are issues to do with police brutality. Generally, you know, when citizens are unhappy about an issue, they must demonstrate, and that entails going to the streets, making it known how they exactly feel about an issue.
Mm-hmm. So lapha ke sikhangelele ukuthi amabandla abetshengisela lapha bekhonona ngokuthi lokuthiwa electoral reforms azenziwa eZimbabwe. Kambe ngabe kumenjani kathi singa wasitshela moya ukuthi lingangena kukhetho yini kunje kumbe lalepha kubukela nje uhamba njani ngamafutshane baba?
Kunzima ukungena kukhetho kunje. Imithetho kayimanga kuhle ezokukhangela ngezokhetho. Kukhulunywa ukuthi kuzatshintshwa kwenziwe lokhu nalokhu. Akucaci ukuthi i-electoral act kumele ilungiswe, iqonde, ihambelane ne-constitution, kukhitshwe izinto eziphambanisa ukhetho kwenza ukuthi abantu baye ekhethweni bekhululekile. Ekhethweni-ke kungahanjwa kwazeukuthi asambeni ekhethweni, kodwa esikufisa okuqakathekileyo akulungiswe umthetho kuqala kuqondise izinto kuze kube sokuhanjwa-ke ekhethweni. Ukhetho lungafiki kuqale kuse kuqondise izinto.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa nje utshela uZulu khonapho ngakhona okade ukukhuluma ngesintu.
Ye, you know, what I'm saying is that fine, the elections will come, they are due anyway in 2018. But for us to have properly conducted free and fair elections, there's need to align the electoral act to the constitution, make sure that the laws are in place. Right now, we hear from that, we are talking about biometric voter registration. You know, even before they've sorted out the manual voter registration system, they want to move to a new system. You know, we are saying no. Before you can go to a new system, make sure the old one works perfect. There are a lot of issues to do with election violence. There's a lot of violence during the election. So in as much as we have elections in 2018, we believe and we feel it will be proper to first attend to the electoral reform when we have the election.
Mm-hmm. I think we now have Bishop Magaya. Bishop Magaya, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. How are
they? I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us once again. Let's hope we won't have problems again. But Bishop Magaya, talking about the need for electoral reforms, do you think you can still achieve your goals? 2018 is just around the corner.
Well, I think anything can happen at any given time. What is important is political will on the part of those that are in power, on the part of those that hold on to the machinery. As long as people are ready, as long as people are committed to this process of electoral reforms, I'm very, very certain that it can be possible. But I should also hasten to say that that there is need for a lot of pressure from all angles. I think it is now clearly the fact that Zimbabweans from all walks of life are in agreement that we have a serious challenge in Zimbabwe that does not only require political parties, but it requires every one of us to be involved, to collaborate, and to make sure that we exert as much pressure as possible. So if that pressure is given sufficiently, I'm very certain that we should be able to have those reforms.
Now, Mr. Moyo, even if you have these reforms, I think maybe the problem that will hit opposition parties is lack of unity, you know. So you cry for reforms, but it appears as if you are too fragmented to actually fight against ZANU-PF. So what happens in that respect, you know?
Yes, even if you are fragmented, as you say, however, when it comes to the issue of electoral reforms, I think you are great. It is one issue that unites us. Even beyond that, I'm sure you are aware there's been a lot of, you know, convergence, political parties moving together, speaking one language, making similar demands. And we hope and pray that by the time we go to the election, the opposition will be united, you know, in a formalized manner.
Todzoka kwa muri, Bishop Magaya, tichiti, asika vezanupiefu warukuti sarudzo dzese dziri kuitwa munyika umu dzakachena nekudaro havashamiswa havo zvakanyanya nevanhu vanopikisa vanenge vachiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Aiwa, zviri kuchena nhoroondo yemaelections yeZimbabwe. Hapana asingazivi kuti maelections edu anga asina kuchena. Hazvishamisi kuti munhu anenge ari muzanupf iko zvinezvi ataure izvozvo, nokuti ndo vari kuflarisha kana kuti kudya nekusakwana kwemareforms kana kuti kudya nekusava neuori hurimo musystem yedu. Asi kuriko kuti vanhu ivava vari kuti maelections akachena vakabuda muzanupf vanenge vakutaura language dzakataura izvo. Munoziva hama zvedu vese vana Dr. Mujuru vana Rugare Gombo vaitombofungawo vachitaura. Saka zvishamisi even vana Jonathan Moyo vakati akachena, vana Kakusuwere vakati akachena. Musi vanongozvizvekwa muzanupf actually join the language of the general of Zimbabwe. So izvozvo zvinoitisa kuti vanhu ndo kwavari kufita vari hazvishamisi.
Tinotenda Bishop Magaya, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare.
Now we are joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Tumisani Nkomo, an independent political commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear me, Mr. Nkomo?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, thank you very much. Now you can tell us about, you know, NERA. NERA has been trying to, you know, they've been trying to push for some reforms. So are these reforms coming, or people are just wasting their time here?
I think the first important thing is that there is unity of purpose amongst these different opposition political parties. Mm-hmm. I think that is important. And secondly, I think there is power in unity. Whether these reforms come or not is another thing. But at least there are certain common things and common positions which these parties agree upon, and that is the most fundamental thing at the moment, that they're pulling in one direction that there is the traction in terms of the fundamentals that these parties agree upon. So at the moment, that is the most important thing, the unity of purpose around the importance or the imperative of electoral reform. And it would be good if they transform that into an active alliance for 2018, and an active electoral alliance to contest the elections as a single coalition.
Thank you so much. Now, back to you, Bishop Magaya. Talking about these reforms, Higher Education Minister Professor Jonathan Moyo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, has already said that you are essentially wasting your time because ZANU-PF is not going to negotiate itself or legislate itself out of power.
You can't expect anything of value. You cannot expect anything good coming out of somebody who is feeding on a system that has really disenfranchised the people of Zimbabwe. So it is quite understandable when Professor Jonathan Moyo can really say that, because he is benefiting from that effect. But also you need to understand that Jonathan Moyo is a non-spin doctor. He vacillates, really depending on what he thinks is pragmatic for him. You know very well his writings between 2008 in March and June, that he was actually speaking very strongly against ZANU-PF. So we will not take him seriously. But like what has already been said by Julian Komo, I think whether or not these people will bow down to this pressure, I believe very strongly that this move is very progressive. This move is God honoring because it's been done in unity. So people should press on for these reforms. But I am fully persuaded that we are at a time right now where we have almost everybody, except even those people in ZANU-PF. I can assure you that there are people in ZANU-PF right now that are business people that would want to conduct business in an environment that is very, very free. And these people, I can assure you that they would want these reforms. So I believe very strongly that with enough pressure, with much pressure, at some point, the back of the system will be broken.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, well, Baba Moyo. Ngaso sikhangela sibili kungahamba kubi ye Baba Moyo. Electoral reform le ingabi khona. Kuyathiwa mvot.
Le okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu ama-political parties akhulume acele ukuthi kutshintshwe imithetho leyo. Kumele ukukhulunywe kuzwanane. Nxa kuvele kungazwanana, into kuyavele ihanjiswe ebantwini. Bona abantu eZimbabwe kathesi sebengantu asebebona njalo sebezimisela, bengazikhohlisa laba abathi bona hey asoze sikutshintshe lokhu lalokhu. Kukhona okunye asebekutshintshile ngenxa yokuthi abantu batshengisele ukuthi into leyo kabayithandi. Lapho esikhona kathesi mbona ipolitiki sezitshintsha, nalaba ababusayo bayakubona. Nxa bengamukeli into ezifiswa ngabantu, bengadaza leyo nkani kulwekhethweni, ukhetho lungabahambela kubi bona. Begcine kusasasebeyibo futhi abakhala ngale mthetho. So kuqondile, kufanele ukuthi izinto lezi zilungiswe kathesi, zilungele wonke umuntu la abezanu kumele kubalungile nathi esiphandle.
Siyawuza kakhulu baba.
Let's go to Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, Mr. Nkomo, talking about 2018, some of these, the new constitution, I think in 2013, that is when it became law, when President Mugabe signed it into law. This is now 2016. No significant movement has been made in terms of aligning the electoral laws with the constitution. 2017 people will be campaigning. Is this not too late?
Well, I think the critical thing is that the constitution is the supreme law of the land. And if any law is inconsistent with the constitution, that law, to the extent of that inconsistency, is void. So I think there was a significant ground gained in terms of the new constitution. And even if there is no alignment of laws to the new constitution, the constitution still is the supreme law of the land. So it's a good start. It's a good rallying point for the opposition political parties to be discussing electoral reform, to be discussing the already, I mean, there have already been some minimum reforms, such as the introduction of the biometric voter registration and so on. So, you know, there is a groundswell of change. It's irreversible, and it'd be very difficult. Once again, ZANU-PF is not monolithic. Mm-hmm. There are people within it, you know, who are beginning to see that the ship is definitely thinking, and they don't want to be associated with the wrong side of history. So I'm sure that there are many reformists within ZANU-PF itself who would like to see reforms being done. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, as I said, the most critical thing at the moment is for the is for these political parties to be talking to each other, to have consensus around critical electoral issues, including electoral reform. And whether or not that reform happens or not is another thing. But it's imperative, it's important for them to get together, to combine, and to begin to build towards 2018 as a united force.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Gibbs?
Yeah, Reverend Magaya, do you see any coalition coming up, you know, before 2018? Is that possible, really?
Well, I think the fact that these political parties are beginning to find each other, they're beginning to talk, even against the backdrop where they would really criticize each other and focus on each other's weaknesses, I'm sure as we draw closer to these elections, we are beginning to realize that they need one another. They need to form a very strong opposition against ZANU-PF. And we have seen and witnessed the other weekend the two parties collaborating in Midlands, Morgan Tsvangirai and Joyce Mujuru, and we are seeing also under the auspices of NERA lots more political parties coming on to really collaborate on this issue. So I think all what they need to do is to really be less selfish and begin to appreciate the fact that they have to unite for purposes of getting Zimbabwe out of the mess that we find ourselves.
Thank you so much. Regai tidzoke kwamuri Bishop Magaya tichitarisawo idzo nyaya dzesarudzo idzodzi ne zviri kukurudzirwa navamwe kuti vanhu vange vachibatana asi tiri kuona kuti kusvika pari zvino vanopikisa vacho vese havasi vese vari munera imomo hazviratidze here kuti pane matambudziko Bishop Magaya.
Yes, zvine dambudziko riripo rokuti havasi vese vari munera uye tinogara tichitaura tichiti mumwaka wokuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunge vari involved muprocess hazvisi nyore
tinenge taita dambudziko na Bishop Magaya and maybe let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, I'd asked a question to Bishop Magaya about opposition unity. Everyone is saying that there must be a coalition of some sort. But the question is, even NERA, you know, everyone must be agreed in the opposition at least that there should be electoral reforms and that the opposition parties must work together. But we are not seeing that at the moment. Not all opposition parties are part of this call for electoral reforms.
Yes, I think to start with, you know, NERA is a noble idea, but it is a voluntary project, and naturally some parties have opted out, at least for the time being. But at least there's a general sentiment amongst the majority of the parties, the main players, you know, the usual parties that we all know, they are part of NERA. And there have been events on the ground, you know, to suggest that at least there's some convergence between the political parties. And as we go forward, 2018, you know, but this time around, maybe a coalition or an electoral arrangement of some sort will be worked out, and the political parties will be able to work together, you know, at some level and form a formidable alliance which can at least, you know, from a theoretical or even practical perspective, guarantee them some kind of victory.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook as we are live streaming on our Facebook pages. One of the messages is from Livingstone Flexus Masango, who says, I don't see change coming through elections. No. And then we've got James Motono, who says, we can't wait for the elections. The time is now. ZANU-PF has always had something in the works. For instance, the $15 billion that disappeared. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait for all that kind of thing. So let's come to you, Mr. Nkomo. I think we heard that remark from Livingstone, Flexus Masango, who says he doesn't see any change coming through elections. Is this the common sentiment among Zimbabweans?
Of course, many people don't have confidence in the electoral system. A lot of people think that the electoral process is flawed. Many people believe that there is massive rigging. And that is within the realms of speculative reality. But at the end of the day, we need to have an elected government. We need a government elected by the people that stands for the people. I mean, even if there is a massive uprising and there's a transitional authority, at the end of the day, you need a legitimate government elected by the people. As defined by the constitution of Zimbabwe. So one way or the other, we cannot avoid elections, whether they're in 2018, it's constitutionally mandated, or whenever they are. We still need an elected government, we need elected representatives, an elected president. So that is an imperative, and that is inevitable again. And let's remember, it's just less than 2 years away. That's what we also remember. It's less than 24 months away. So really, there is no time. There is very little time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please, Mr. Metuseli Moyo and Mr. Dumisani Komo, please do stay on the line. I don't know if Bishop Magai is back. If not, we'll still try to call him. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our pages, Facebook pages, Shona, Ndebele, and English. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.